This
is Mythical.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. From now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 summer shows.
That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists.
Dude, I'm going to 21 Savage with my nephew Keon, and we are so hyped to see him, you have no idea.
While you're doing that, Nicole, I'm going to be storming through the party like my name is El Nino, because I'm going to be seeing Sum 41. Skate punk is back, and it's not pop punk, it is skate punk. But also, they have so many more artists to choose from. You got Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant. Nicole, you're not ready for this one.
Who is it?
The Kidz Bop Kids, baby.
No way. Grab your tickets now through May 14th to see all of the artists you love all summer long for just $25 each.
That's right. Visit livenation.com/concertweek to buy now.
That's livenation.com/concertweek to buy now.
You want some RTF NFS?
Are you trying to sell me drugs?
No, I'm talking about the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
Oh, I prefer to get grand slammed.
Ew. This is a hot dog is a sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What? Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, I guess, Nicole Anaiti. I guess. You didn't like my joke?
The grand slam. Well, no, I just feel joke? Like you should explain to people
Women.
What getting grand slammed is.
It means going to Denny's and eating breakfast.
Yeah, so it means when you go into the Denny's bathroom, right? What you're going to do, you're going to slide your foot underneath the bathroom stall, and then that way the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. No, that's IHOP. Today, Nicole.
What's up?
We're discussing the two biggest pancake juggernauts in the entire game. Not only are they pancake juggernauts, though, but they are family-style, diner-adjacent restaurant chains in America.
Uh-huh.
And those words mean something, I swear to you.
Yeah, one of them is an international house of pancakes, and one of them is not.
Ironically, both of them are lowercase international houses of pancakes, right?
Yes, correct.
Both of them have several international locations, not a ton. They're both in, like, maybe the low hundreds or high two digits. Both of them have somewhat equivalent numbers in America. Mm-hmm. Denny's is about 1,500. IHOP is about 1,900. And their revenue is, they're a lot closer than I thought. For some reason, I thought Denny's was bigger than IHOP. I consider Denny's to be more ubiquitous than IHOP.
Really?
Yeah, do you?
I guess I don't travel much, so I see a lot more IHOPs. Or maybe my eye is just geared towards looking at more IHOPs.
Whoa.
I don't know why. I think the iconicism of IHOP versus Denny's is, like, obvious to me, at least.
I always said the opposite, where I thought Denny's was a lot more iconic. You know what I think it is?
Why?
I think it's growing up with an American boomer dad.
I didn't. I grew up with an immigrant father.
That's funny. So, like, I think I came at this from a whole different perspective because Denny's started a little bit earlier than IHOP. Denny's started in 1953 in Lakewood, California. Lakewood's, like,
around the corner.
It's like South LA.
So you're going to Mar Vista, but you make a left.
But yeah, but it's South too, right?
So you make a right.
I don't think people care about
that. I have no idea where Lakewood is.
LA. It's LA. Denny started in LA in 1953. It was originally called Danny's Donuts.
Was it a donut shop?
Yeah, it was a donut and coffee shop.
No way.
Yeah, and you know who Danny is?
Danny Palumbo, former Sporked employee.
Danny DeVito. No, nobody knows who Danny is. They just named it
just
Danny's because it was a name,
it's
right?
It's a good name. There's a lot of Daniels and Dannys in the world.
There sure are, and they probably wanted an all-American name. That is, I forgot I have it. Do you ever forget you have a middle name, Miriam?
Never. I am Miriam.
No, Miriam, you do not forget.
I am Miriam till the day. That was supposed to be my real name. Did you know that?
No, very Hebraic.
My parents wanted to name me Miriam or Mariam, and then my sister's like, no, we're giving her an American name because there's a pretty girl in school named Nicole, and we're going to name the baby after her.
And what are your siblings' names?
Sanam and Salar.
Sanam, Salar, Nicole!
Yeah, that's
and
me.
And I'm Nicole.
The American baby.
So anyways, they eventually changed their name to Denny's in 1961 because there was another spot in LA just called, like, Dan's Coffee to Go.
Sure.
So there's, like, nothing behind the name. 5 years later, 1958, is when IHOP opens. So they're pretty close contemporaries. You see this big boom in chain restaurants after World War II.
Okay.
Right? So you get In-N-Out is starting at the same time. Taco Bell is starting at the same time. McDonald's. But this is, like, the fast casual version
Yeah, right? I'm sure when it first came out, it was like a big deal, like to get coffee and pancakes at like a franchise place.
100%. And they started franchising super quickly. In 1981, so like 23 years, they reached their 1,000th location.
Denny's?
Which is crazy because right now they're only at like 1,500. So Denny's had a super fast boom, which makes sense why I consider Denny's to be the juggernaut because my dad grew up going to Denny's.
And did you go to Denny's with him?
Oh my God, all the time.
That's
right? Because it was... Kids ate super cheap, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Denny's does that, like, it's like seniors and young people, like under six or something. You eat free for, if you're under five or six.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they probably have, like, a veteran discount. My dad had that,
sure,
too.
Sure, sure.
You know,
makes
so Denny's was the ultimate, like, boomer dad comfort. Mm-hmm. And I even remember when Denny's in the early 2000s was trying to, like, rebrand some of its locations to be, like, a 50s-style diner. And so, to me, I have a lot of fond memories of Denny's, but... IHOP is really the juggernaut. I thought IHOP was the underdog in this situation. They
That's
are not.
That's so interesting.
They are not at all. They have IHOP about cheese and rice, $3 billion in sales in 2021 is the data
Pretty
we're going off of.
Pretty damn impressive.
Denny's about $2.5 billion,
though. Not far behind.
Followed very closely by Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel's the third.
Dude,
but we didn't really grow up with Cracker Barrel.
I've never... Okay, let me tell you. I've never been to Cracker Barrel. I never went to... What is the Old Spaghetti Factory?
I don't think they're in the same echelon,
No,
dude.
Yeah, they are. They're all like these like...
I know what you mean,
like,
though.
They're like cool. Like, not cool.
And they're
like,
kind of themed.
They're like iconic Americana restaurants. If like you're in a small town, like, I don't know... Is Akron a small town?
Akron.
Is Akron,
Ohio.
Is it a small town?
Like, it's probably pretty big. Maggie, Google how many people are in Akron.
Okay,
I'm going to take a guess.
Know.
I'm going to say 220,000.
Oh,
190,000.
You're so close.
190,000. I'm pretty good at this.
This is incredible. Okay, what about Canton, Ohio? It looks like it's lower.
What's Canton? Probably like 60?
70,000. Okay, yeah. Canton, Ohio probably
it's
has...
where the NFL Hall of Fame is.
No way.
Jim Thorpe. Maybe the greatest athlete of all time. He played for the Canton Bulldogs.
I don't care. Oh, they
have
their
own... care about Jim Thorpe?
I don't care about sports.
Dude, he was a Native American hero.
Wow, really?
He won gold medals in the Olympics,
okay,
but then
so
he had to
care.
Give back the gold medals because he played like professional, semi-professional baseball.
Oh.
And when they found out, but people think like, yo, if he was white, it would have slid. That's it. I wrote
if
a book report on...
If you play two sports, you can't get into the Hall of Fame?
Until like 1992, you
what
could
about
not...
What about Michael Jordan?
Until 1992, you could not be in the Olympics if you were a professional athlete. It was only amateurs.
No way!
Yeah, and there's still certain sports like that. Like, I believe boxing is that way in the Olympics.
Okay.
So if you're a really good boxer and you want to win an Olympic gold medal, you basically have to forego your pro career.
That is insane.
So 1992,
why?
I'm pretty sure...
It's because of, like, unfair advantages?
No, it was, like, to uphold the sanctity of... blah. Stupid. 1992 was the first time, I believe, that... So all of the basketball players to the American Olympic team used to be college kids because they couldn't get paid at the time either.
Mm-hmm.
1992, first time they let the pros in, and that is when
yeah.
Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, the whole freaking dream team.
Dream team. I know about the
And they
team.
Kept one college kid on just to be like, here's in Christian Laettner. Bleh, useless. Everyone hates Christian Laettner.
Okay, let's talk more about like things that I know and
Good,
like
sorry.
About.
I'm okay, so sorry.
Like
I got
said,
caught up.
So
at small the, town America.
Small town America. They have these cool restaurants like Old Spaghetti Factory and Macaroni Republic. What is it? There's like a macaroni store.
Yeah, there's a macaroni store. That's what it's called. Yeah, they call it Ye Old Macaroni Store, and store is spelled with two R's and an E.
Yeah, like I like that stuff, and I feel like living in LA, I never got to go to those like small town things. Which sucks, but I feel like IHOP and Denny's are the closest things that I got to experience.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Yeah.
And I've been to several Cracker Barrels because I used to go to like Allentown, Pennsylvania.
They
I think
have
I went
games.
To one.
Don't they have a cool game? The peg game?
Yeah, they do. They do. They have little board games. They have a little country store. Waffle House is in a distant fourth place with $1.2 billion
in sales. Never been to Waffle House.
I went to one in Aurora, Colorado. It was
okay.
Very strange.
What time did you go?
Probably like 11 a.m., pretty hungover. And The server comes, my only Waffle House experience. We ordered the house. We got it flipped, flopped, chopped, dipped, whatever the chunked, hung, scooped, and scooped on the hash browns. We got every kind of waffle they had, which was like two kinds of waffles, just like normal and pecan. I'll never forget the server came and just threw a bunch of forks at our table. Straight up threw, like unwrapped, no napkins, whatever. And we're like, I don't really care.
Ouch. Okay.
Yeah, and then she comes by holding two burnt waffles, and they go, they burnt your waffles. Is that okay? And I just went, yeah.
And you ate the burnt waffle.
I sure did. And I ate all the other food. And it was fine. I love me some loaded hash browns. But then a cop came to the door, and he just goes, hey, has anybody seen a mentally disturbed teen? And we go.
And the whole table raised their hand.
No. We go, no. And they go, all right, watch out. They're roaming around. And then walked away.
What the heck?
Very Waffle House experience. Anyways.
I go to IHOP more than I go to Denny's.
Why do you think that is? Availability, or do you actively prefer it?
I don't so when it comes to going out for whatever kind of food this is, what kind of food would you consider this?
It's not breakfast like fare? Quite diner food. I guess you'd say diner food, but
diner,
like,
breakfast fare, Americana, whatever.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. I don't find myself attending either of these places anymore.
What do you go for in that? Like a local diner?
Yeah. If I go to a diner, I go to like a random crappy one next to LAX. Pens. It was great.
Pens,
it was delicious. It's not crappy. I don't know why I said crappy. It was very good and I loved it very much and I can't wait to go back. But like I try to go to like more small like places in LA that aren't necessarily corporations. But if I'm like driving around and I see an IHOP, I'm going to stop at an IHOP more than I'm going to stop at a Denny's.
Yeah, no, same. I have always very actively preferred IHOP, and there's like a very specific reason why.
It's the syrups?
The syrups. The syrups are one, but I think the syrups are symptomatic of the larger reason, and that's just IHOP to me, when I was a kid, was always more Epicurean. They had
Tell
the people
what Epicurean means.
Epicurean meaning like having an evolved taste in food, an adventurous palate.
Yeah, and Josh read books when he was 8 or
IHOP. Nicole, tell me what dilettante meant today. I had a completely different definition in my head for what a dilettante was. Nicole, tell me what dilettante means.
A dilettante is someone who like just very surface level appreciates the arts and like other things, but doesn't like go in depth. Something like a dabbler. A dilettante is a dabbler.
Now, what is the Rizzler?
I don't know, but you're so skibbity.
Oh,
and
God,
that's all I know
that.
About that. Is that a compliment? Saying skibbity?
I don't know. I don't want to live anymore.
It is on this.
I don't want to live here anymore.
What do you mean you don't
want to
live anymore?
World.
Chill out.
I don't know. The kids. No, but it's changing so
Josh,
fast.
Josh, I said one word.
The kids are changing the language.
Let them change it.
So fast. And then it's going to change. And then there's no monoculture anymore. You know what I mean? You can't reference. I could like say a line from a sitcom 10 years ago, right?
Yeah,
and
say
people
it.
Know what it is.
Say it.
I would just say like, day man. And then somebody would respond, fighter of the
night, man.
You can't do that with any piece of media anymore. And it sucks. And I hate that, especially in people who operate in pop culture. What I'm saying is IHOP, they had like an international menu of pancakes. You had the normal menu of pancakes. They had the international menu. And they made like Swedish lingonberry crepes. They made like, Swedish pancakes, they called them. And then they had like...
Blintzes. Do they have blintzes?
They had blintzes.
That's pretty cool.
They had blintzes
cool.
on the menu. That and they had all the flavored syrups. So they had boysenberry, they had strawberry, they had maple. And then the greatest syrup of all time, butter pecan.
Do you say pecan or pecan?
I say pecan.
I say butter pecan.
You know pecan is actually like a native, it's an indigenous word.
So is pecan proper or is pecan proper?
It's probably neither. It's like the film festival, I'm going to pronounce it properly, Cannes?
The Cannes Film Festival,
Yeah, the Cannes Film Festival.
The Cannes, what about
people, I had an argument where people are like, they're like, it's can, and some people are like, no, it's con. And I'm like, no, the French vowel sounds are just different. There's no proper, the only way to pronounce it is in French, which is Cannes.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. From Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans, they've got you covered.
Heck yeah, they do. Their products come in a variety of amazing colors, from classic black and white to pinks, greens, yellows, and blues. And the best part, Nicole... everything's non-toxic.
Josh, I've been in the market for a kettle for months.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it a weird amount.
Yeah, I've bought like a bunch, returned a bunch, but I just got my hands on the Great Jones Fellow Kettle collab, and I got it in the color broccoli, and I'm so excited to make artisanal teas and coffees. I'm trying to get on my coffee game right now, and I'm so excited to use a gooseneck kettle. We have no idea.
I'm excited to use their yellow hot dish, aka casserole dish. Shout out to Minnesota and Fargo, North Dakota. I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, I'm an adult. I should have nice vessels to serve food out of instead of just serving it on like stainless steel restaurant style things. And I like it. It's cute. It's got a good design. Bakes really well. Holds heat. I'm in, baby. And once you try Great Jones, you'll want to share it with friends. They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life.
So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code SANDWICH. That's greatjones.com, promo code SANDWICH. Are you even going to mention that I'm holding two pancakes?
Nicole's holding two pancakes.
Okay, right now I'll tell you this much. I'm sorry for fondling the cakes, but I had to. The IHOP feels like mattress foam.
In a good way, right?
In a good way. It's like springy. It's bouncy. Mm-hmm. It feels like they whipped egg whites, but obviously they didn't. And the Denny's one, a little bit more flatter, a little bit more sturdy, and more like a flapjack.
More like a flapjack. What's really interesting. So let's talk pancake for pancake.
Okay, I'm going to drop them, okay?
Go for it. Even if IHOP, to me, they have the more decadent menu of pancakes. You can get the New York cheesecake pancakes
those
right
are
fancy
here. Schmancy.
I love it. Right here, we have the Mexican tres leches pancake, not to be confused with the Guatemalan
tres leches pancakes. It happens a lot. It happens a lot.
I'm tired of it. It's a plague in this country. And
I agree.
Need to stop. But if we're just talking pancake for pancake, this is, let's say, 50% fluffier than this.
Very fluffy.
You know what the crazy thing about that is?
What?
This is allegedly 50% fluffier than Denny's old pancakes.
No way.
I believe it was 2015, 2016. Denny's spent millions upon millions of dollars to completely redesign their pancakes.
Okay, I'm examining this.
And they promised
inside.
50% more fluff because their stores were in decline, their revenues were in decline for at least a decade. And they were like, we need to wage war against the IHOP. And so they redesigned their pancakes, and they offered a new menu of decadent pancakes, which is why we have here, Nicole.
Woo!
It just looks like this got grand slammed.
I was going to say the same thing.
But this is our salted caramel.
It's like looking into a mirror.
Banana pancake right here. So we should get into it. We should taste these. I'm going to rip off a hunk.
Yeah, do you want some syrup from the IHOP? You want IHOP syrup? Well, IHOP didn't give us butter, which I think is shady.
I don't need butter on my pancakes. I've never been a buttered pancake guy. It's like fun, but I'm really there for the bread soaked
in
syrup.
That's fine. I shall follow suit.
I'm going to smell the pancakes.
I smell them,
Denny's
too.
Denny's so much artificial vanilla extract.
It smells sugarier.
Yeah, Denny's is just it smells like sugar and artificial vanilla. Let's try the wait, I forgot which one's which.
Oh, no.
Denny's pancake. Let's try it. There's a slight leathery chew to Denny's pancake, which I do really like.
Can you give me the Denny's syrup?
That's probably...
Thank you so much.
Excess gluten development.
Yeah.
Which they probably agitated the batter a whole lot. Some people don't like that, but I love it because it reminds me of the pancakes I ate growing up.
Yeah, home-style pancakes.
No, opposite.
Divorced dad pancakes.
Opposite. Well, part of that...
Married dad pancakes.
Crust... No, they weren't married for very... I was only conscious for like 1 year when my parents were married.
What do you mean conscious?
Like the spark of consciousness hits you when you're like 2.5, 3. You weren't conscious when you were like a 6-month-old, right?
What?
Am I being crazy? Like, when did you reach consciousness?
3.
No, I don't know.
I think,
what's your earliest memory?
My 3rd birthday.
See?
Yeah, I was at my grandparents' house just having a good time.
How old were you?
3 and 4 days.
See? That's when you become conscious.
She's being silly.
She's BSing. Don't BS a BSer.
Okay.
Next time you want to BS a BSer, why don't you BS each other and see how that feels? Do you know the reference?
No.
Oh, come on, please, Jane Lynch.
Oh, it's from the movie, like Role Models.
Yes.
I've never
seen
it,
though. Oh, the kids will never know it. Go ahead. You were saying?
So I tasted the Denny's and I tasted the IHOP. I will say the Denny's has a more, I can taste the leavening in Denny's more, which is crazy because the IHOP is fluffier.
IHOP is so fluffy, but it airs on biscuity to me.
A little bit. I can see that. If you look at the air pockets in the IHOP one, it's very synonymous with like a biscuit. Look
100%.
At it. Look at it.
I don't know if that's just like there's a ton of hydrogenated oils in there probably.
Mm-hmm.
So they keep the batter solid and thick so it mounds. Mm-hmm. But then when it heats, it sort of melts and like evaporates, creates air pockets. I will say pancake for pancake, I vastly prefer Denny's.
Me too.
Hot damn.
Isn't that crazy?
Denny's pancakes.
But it does taste more like leavening, but it also tastes more like a pancake. The IHOP one tastes, it's the fluff factor is a little off-putting to me.
This, the IHOP pancakes taste like the Bisquick pancakes that my divorced dad used to make.
Okay.
That is a divorced dad pancake, but this is the Apogee. Maggie, look up Apogee. Apogee. This is the Apogee to me of divorced dad pancakes, whereas the Denny's one, these remind me of the frozen pancakes I grew up eating, but I do prefer the chew.
I really like that
glutinous chew
like
on the Denny's pancake.
I like it. It's good.
Like, it paid off. The millions
totally.
Of dollars that they spent... Absolutely paid off, dude.
Good work. R&D, it works.
Apogee, the highest point in the development of something. This is the apogee of divorced dad pancakes. What's apotheosis or apotheosis?
She is not your walking dictionary.
I kind of like this segment.
She has a job. It's the same thing.
Apotheosis, yeah, same thing. I was deciding between apogee or apotheosis to describe these divorced dad pancakes.
Thank God you went with your gut. What the heck are you doing, Josh?
Dude, I bitch slapped the SAT. Can I say the B word?
I never took my SATs. What do you think I would get on my SAT if I took it?
It was at a 2400 when we would have taken it. Do you want me to give you the 2400 score?
What?
It was out of 2400 points when we took it. We were in a weird period for like 3 years. It was out of 2400 instead of out of 1600. But I can.
What would you think I would have
amortize it to 1600?
What would you have thought I got in the same?
Let's say out of 1600. So I got like, if you average, I think I got like a 1400.
Okay, and that's
good. You would have. I'd say like.
If you say 1250.
Were you a good test taker?
I was a confident test taker.
What does that mean? That's a no. That's the answer. That's no, right? You know what I mean? It's like if you ask someone like, did you test negative? And they're like, I tested well. And you're like, what do you mean? What did you, you peed in the cup
okay,
well?
I was an okay test taker. I was okay.
Yeah, probably 1240. It's a good score.
Yeah?
It's a very
Where
good
could
score.
I get in with that score? Brown?
No, like Cal State Northridge.
Oh, I hate you so much.
I couldn't even get into Brown with an athletic scholarship. Okay.
I'm eating the dulce de leche.
Okay, so if you're ordering plain pancakes, they're typically coming on the side of your eggs with your hash browns, your bacon, etc. To me, if I'm going to a spot like this, I'm picking the dumbest pancake on the menu, and I'm ripping them stacks.
Josh
I used to go to IHOP.
Dumb bitch pancakes.
I'm in my himbo era, and I'm eating my himbo pancakes. I want it just covered in a schleem of whatever the hell this
Yo,
stuff is.
Yo, that's really good.
You think they're actually putting trace leches in here? You
there's
think they've taken all trace?
Well, there's milk in the pancakes.
I guess that counts. Wait, these are shredding.
It's kind of delicious.
God, that's good.
It's kind of delicious.
Okay, the good thing is IHOP's pancakes are very cakey, right?
The dulce de leche is mostly on this side here. Let me adjust the
plating. Oh, boy, I see the goo over here. IHOP's pancakes are very cakey, so it lends well to being soaked.
Soaked, yes. It is proper soakage, which
oh
I
God.
Appreciate. Imagine if they were just a little bit warmer.
Oh, God, we need a microwave on set.
Josh, it's
God,
getting a little
it.
Ridiculous. I literally told Maggie this 20 minutes ago, right before we started the podcast. Why are we so similar? If
what?
No, but your SAT score is better than mine. Why do you think we're
no,
so similar?
No, you didn't even take SAT, man.
I'm talking like imaginary.
How far did you throw the shot put?
I didn't. How many CDs did you make for your teacher so they'd pass you?
I certainly did none of that.
Uh-huh.
No, I just shake my stuff in front of them. all right, let's try the Denny's. What is this? Salted caramel?
It's the salted caramel banana pancakes.
No, I just told my teachers, like, hey, I'm not going to go to class. My life would be better served if I learned how to throw this ball farther. And they were like, but you need to learn chemistry. And I was like, do I, Ms. Gaines? Like, do you really think I do?
Okay,
and she
I'm
was like, no.
Salted caramel banana pancakes from the Denny's.
What is this cream atop?
I think it's a salted caramel cream.
There's a heavy layer of cream. Mm. It just tastes like a creme pâtissier at the Denny's. You're getting that creme pat. This looks more appealing to me. The IHOP pancakes dried out my mouth a little bit in a strange way because they do have that like very biscuity appeal to it. With a sip of coffee, though, it was great.
Yeah, I agree. Let me tell you, I do like it, but I don't love it. I like it, but I don't love it.
You know what the problem is?
Tell me.
I believe Denny's has a better pancake recipe.
I agree with you.
You know what IHOP has?
Better international pancakes.
A freaking death wish.
They
have no fear. Nicole, this is a fearless stack of pancakes, right? Denny's is like, oh, take our normal pancakes and put some bananas on there. That goes on pancakes. We'll put like a little creamy cream on it that almost tastes like salted caramel. And IHOP is like, we're going to soak every single pancake in the sugar milk, and then we're going to put caramel between all of them. Nicole, this has turned into one mass.
And I'm into it.
Same. This is now a loaf. If you refrigerated this, you could compress it like a muffalata and then just slice it, right,
really
as
good.
One cake. This is an utter fearlessness that, to me, IHOP has had for their entire existence, that Denny's will always be trying to bite at their heels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Better
totally.
Pancakes be damned. IHOP is out there just cooking.
They're more
like,
innovative.
They're more innovative.
Yeah, yeah. They it's this childlike wonderment of putting whatever the heck you can on a pancake and making it good. I like that about IHOP. I mean, again, Denny's really good stack of buttermilk. Really yeah. impressive stack of buttermilk.
I would love to give the IHOP Corporation Denny's pancake recipe. That's what we should do.
Well, you know what they should do? They should just merge. A little bit Ocean's of a merger. A little bit of an acquisition.
We don't need any more food companies to merge, dude.
I want an M&A of IHOP and Denny's. Call it iDubs.
no relation. Don't look up his old videos.
Weren't you going to fight him?
What? No, I was going to potentially fight in iDubbbz Creator Clash, but then I hurt my back, and it's actually a real bummer because I do want to get into boxing. It's really fun. Dr. Mike Warshawski,
friend of the show,
he fought iDubbbz, and he beat the pulp out of him.
Really?
It was actually a really good fight, but Mike is so, what a
good job, Mike.
Mike, now that he's not
so
here,
strong.
What a handsome, strong
Mike,
man.
So strong.
Like, actually one of the best people I ever talked to. And not
so
even
smart.
I'm not even jealous. I feel nothing but compersion towards
You're
him.
You're not jealous of him.
No, truly. I'm just like, I'm glad people like
you. Do you
like
normally
you.
Feel jealousy?
Not really. I tend to be less of a jealous person, more of like a compersive.
I don't know what compersive means.
Compersion's the opposite of jealousy. It's like you accept
admire?
That somebody. Yeah, you sort of like admire the differences. And I really do. I've become much more comfortable. With myself as
I'm
I've gotten
I'm so proud
older.
Of you. Good
Thank
job.
You so much. We need to Ocean's 11 heist the Denny's pancake recipe to then give that to the chefs over at IHOP. We need to assemble a crew.
You're going to go in a little box,
we
and then you're going
to
pop out of the box like that one
We need to
guy.
Get Awkwafina. You know, she's a street hustler in Brooklyn, you know, and don't ask her where her accent's from. And she's out there counting cards, and then they recruit her. You know, or she's playing three cut Monty. They recruit her. She's the whatever. Then we got to get who else was in Ocean's 8?
I don't. I haven't seen any. I've only
you
seen.
You never
Ocean's
watched Ocean's
11.
8?
I saw Ocean's 11.
I thought you were supportive of women.
I genuinely
Megan, who else was in Ocean's
am.
8?
Okay, Sarah Paulson.
Anne Hathaway, love you,
well,
Sarah
Paulson.
Well,
there's so many women in this. Is that the point? Is this the women's episode?
This was the all women's redux of Ocean's 11.
Are you for real?
Yeah, you missed it. How'd you miss this cultural moment?
When was this? 2018?
My problem with this wasn't
this
that.
This is incredible. What a star-studded cast. Rihanna?
It was a very star-studded cast. And it was, I saw this movie. I just.
What are we doing
can't tell
here?
You. I couldn't tell you about anything other than Ocean's 11. I watched Ocean's 12. I watched Ocean's 13. Don't remember any of it.
Is this where she goes and returns the stuff and then she's like, never mind. But she steals it?
I probably.
Yeah, in the beginning, she takes all of Sandra Bullock, also known as Debbie Ocean, takes all of the stuff and she goes, can I get a bag for, can I get a return in this? And she's like, oh, do you have a receipt? And she's like, no, I don't have a receipt. And then she's like, oh, let me just call her. She's like, never mind, just put it in a bag for me, I'll take it. And she like stole like so much makeup.
Women do be shopping, am I right, Nicole? That's the message of that movie. My problem with this is not, and I know I'm a white guy with a podcast mic right now, so I need to tread carefully, but my problem wasn't that.
What's
it
your
was
problem,
all women.
Then?
My problem was. Scott Kahn wasn't in it. And Scott Kahn.
Who's Scott Kahn?
Who's Scott Kahn?
I don't know who Scott Kahn
is. He played Tweeter in Varsity Blues, and then he was one of the Ocean's 11. No, C-A-A-N, Maggie. Scott Kahn.
Like Kahn.
Yeah, it's
like
Scott Kahn, and like, all I needed was a little Scott Kahn.
It's pronounced
I needed,
Kahn.
Scott Kahn.
Scott Kahn.
I needed a skosh of Scott Kahn in Ocean's 8, and then I would have been in.
Is he in all of the other Ocean's movies?
God, I don't know. Most Def was in the Italian Job, not...
I've never seen the Italian
right?
Job.
Is Most
that, is
the
that
Italian
with Charlize
job?
Theron?
Charlize Theron.
Is that with Charlize Theron?
Yes, and Mark Wahlberg. And anyways.
Mark Wahlberg.
Edward Norton or Giovanni Ribisi? I got him confused.
Can I tell you my favorite actor of all time is probably Edward Norton?
Is he really?
Oh my God.
American
I love
History
to, American History X.
Great movie.
The one with Richard Gere where he plays someone who's like unstable. Oh my God. What a film. What a film.
I
just love him. Who wins? Maggie, who wants to
Oh,
win?
Okay. Who wins? If we're talking pancake for pancake.
No. I know what you're going to say. Shut up.
What?
I don't like your answer.
Yes, ma'am. Do you take it away? Nicole.
I don't like your answer. I know what you're brewing.
Take it away.
Okay. Let me tell you. Denny's, you do a good job. You're beautiful. I'm into it. I love it. I'm going to come get Grand Slam there. It's fine. But when it comes to an experience, I think IHOP takes it because of the A-frame. I love the A-frames.
Mm-hmm. Almost none of them have the A-frame anymore.
I love the vibe. I think I love walking into an IHOP and, you know, someone gets country fried steak.
I'm the someone.
And someone gets hash browns and someone gets pancakes and someone gets Rudy Tooty. Like, I just think it's more of an American icon than Denny's is. Although I love Denny's and I appreciate Denny's and what they've done. Mm-hmm. And then one time there was a punk band that was like, "What the blank is up, Denny's?" Like, those are iconic.
They were a punk band. They were a hardcore band. Hardcore. They were HXC to the freaking max, baby.
Like, iconic. Denny's has its iconicism too, but I think IHOP is just America on a plate, even though they're international.
I actually listened to that entire band, like a metalcore band's discography.
The Denny's people?
The Denny's, yeah. What's up? What's up? What the is up, Denny's? And then they have a mosh pit.
This is how they mosh. This is how you mosh.
I agree with you. If you were talking technical proficiency versus balls to the wall innovation, I'm taking innovation every time. If you look at the rest of their food canon, one, Denny's just debuted a new chicken fried steak recipe that I have yet to try, but boy, am I excited for it.
Should have gotten it for you. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But if you look at their other canon of food, right, they're probably serving very similar things. You get the chicken strips, you get zucchini sticks, you get onion rings, and they're all probably pretty equal. IHOP has made some stride in the burgers game. They once did.
IHOP.
They called it IHOP, International House of Burgers.
IHOP was fun.
It was fun. Their brunch burger was really great. Yeah, I take IHOP any single day. But I do think that the money and time and effort that Denny's put into the new pancakes is very worth it. Totally. Just still coming up short.
You did your part, and I'm excited for you, Denny's.
And while Nicole's going to get grand slammed in a Denny's, I'm going to get a little Rudy Fruity Fresh and Tootie in the bathroom.
Ew.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, Nicole. We've heard what you and I have to say about getting gross in pancake restaurants' bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are rattling out there in the universe. Well, it's time for a segment we like to call
Opinions Are Like Casseroles.
Before we get to your opinions, it's everybody's favorite part of the show. That's right, it's another edition of
Review a Review!
I was going to say it.
I know, I'm so glad I cut you off.
I was going to say it all funny. Anyways, this one is from at CupsMF, 5 stars, to review or to be reviewed. I feel smarter when listening to this because both he is. Am now a chef, and apparently I can add critic to my list of accomplishments. 5 stars to me as well. Ironically, no, 3 stars.
I give this 5 stars. I value confidence so much. I love it when someone comes in and they're like, I'm a 5-star girl. I'm a 5-star guy. It's like, yeah, you are.
No, I actually agree with that. I love confidence. Very attracted.
It's important. It's not an attraction. It's not as.
I mean, like platonically attract. Like a people.
You can't be platonically attracted to people.
Of course you can. Are you kidding?
False.
I get it. Yeah, I'm like, well, like I gravitate towards certain people platonically.
Platonically attract is a weird sentence. Just say friendly. Why do you
I don't think so. I didn't say like
attract.
I said like,
attraction implies.
Not romantic. You can have platonic attraction.
I've never seen it.
People have like an animal magnetism to them. Now it's getting creepy.
Where are those pancakes? Bring the pancakes
up. I stand by 3 stars.
I give them 5.
Let's get to that first opinion.
So I think one thing that used to be a big old craze was the pickles on a peanut butter sandwich, right? Mm-hmm. I don't understand why that ever went out of fashion, if
me
you will.
Me either.
I love me some pickles on a nice, creamy, smooth peanut butter sandwich. Anyways, big fan of the show. Love y'all.
Sir, your accent is the creamy peanut butter to my ears. And your opinion is the little bite of pickles on that.
Oh, my God.
I will say they do sound a fair bit like Zach Galifianakis from the campaign.
I was going to say sounds like Bruce from Family Guy. I love your voice.
You have a mellifluous tone of voice, and I really appreciate
Stop.
It.
Stop. With the SAT words.
Mellifluous.
Josh, I Maggie. Swear, I'm going to get up and leave.
I was
you need
deciding
to stop
between
it.
Mellifluous and dulcet.
I would have loved dulcet. You should have said dulcet.
Mellifluous.
Oh, my God.
Sweet or musical? Pleasant to hear. Maggie, now look up dulcet.
No, it's down there. It's similar. It's similar.
No, but look up dulcet. So this is, look up dulcet, because I want to see how similar they are, because I'm pretty good at just picking sweet and soothing. Yeah, dulcet tones. God, I'm good. I'm like a natural, what's the thing called? It's like a dictionary, but for synonyms.
Antelope. Thesaurus. Thesaurus.
Peanut butter and pickles. It's.
I'd eat it.
It's something I've
bread
almost
and butter.
Never. Man, in my old age, I've been getting much more into bread and butter pickles.
I eat a lot of pickles. I eat a lot of. I just love fermenty foods. I always have. I love pickled stuff.
Are bread and butter pickles even fermented? Or does
I don't know. I mean, they're vinegared.
Yeah, they probably are. I'm sure they are.
I don't know.
I feel like that much lactobacillus on the outside
I mean,
of the cucumber,
okay,
the sugar.
I like pickled things. Let me just redact what I said.
Sure, sure.
I like things that are vinegary.
Yeah.
And bread and butter pickles is the dessert version of vinegary foods.
Yeah, a lot of people say they don't like bread and butter pickles, but I say reframe them in your mind as candied cukes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you really enjoy them. My preferred peanut butter sandwich that's on the fringe is peanut butter, bananas, and mayonnaise. That's a great sandwich.
I would recommend don't that. Think I've ever had that, but, and I don't ever will.
But peanut butter and pickles, that is a good sandwich. You've inspired me. I'm going to have
one. I want red onions and sriracha on that.
Yeah, a great way to jazz it up. Yeah, fun. Soak the red onions in ice water first.
Hi, Josh and Nicole. Love the podcast.
Why?
I am calling to defend honey on pizza, and especially honey on pizza crust, like they do in Colorado on those Colorado mountain pies. I'm fine if other people don't like this, but I am sick of being hated on for dipping my crust in honey. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Is this person doing that thing that people do on Twitter where they sort of like make up a victimhood? They're like, everybody hates me for this opinion and I'm the only one.
I don't know.
I have a challenge. How much hate are you really getting? Is the hate inside your own head for dipping your pizza crust in honey?
You made that pizza. The Mountain High.
It is from a spot called Bojo's, where Bojo's tried to effectively force a pizza genre into America called Colorado Mountain Pizza.
It was good when
They're
you made it.
They're very thick. They have a whole wheat crust that is braided. There's honey in the dough. And then they serve warm honey on the side dip your crust in. It's a fantastic style of pizza. It's very different. I mean, it's similar, but also different enough to where it's very cool. Didn't really catch on as like a... you know, nobody in L.A. is opening up a Colorado Mountain-style pizza restaurant.
I mean, they can. It'll be popular for like 3 months, and then it'll just plummet.
Sure. But yeah, I agree. The crust, to me, is a completely separate food from the pizza. It needs to be treated like it.
Okay. I think you need to eat pizza crust. People that leave pizza crust on the side, I think they need to go to jail.
No, it's a handle. It's a breadstick handle, and it's perfectly edible and good. It's just less good than the pizza.
I know, but it's a completion. It's like doing things to completion. I don't like it. I think it's like people that put napkins on their pizza. I hate it. To absorb the oil. Just pizza is good.
Oh, do you eat the corn husk too?
It's not edible. The corn husk isn't edible, Josh.
A lot of things are more edible than you think if you just really put your mind to it.
Get out of here. What I'm trying to say is I like honey. I like hot honey and honey on pizza sometimes if there's a pork product to go along with it. Like, I'm not going to get a quattro formaggi mushroom situation and put honey on it. That's not happening. But if it's like pepperoni, those little pepperoni cups with some hot honey, ugh, yum, of course.
I pretty actively dislike that. That was a trend for me. So she's talking about two different things. One is dipping the crust in honey, which I fully agree with. To me, that's a great dessert. And I tend to not love, like, ultra-sweet desserts.
Do you think restaurants should have a cup of honey for every single pizza they sell?
Yeah, they do it. Bojo's in Colorado. Why not?
Other than Bojo's.
Why other than Bojo's? Papa John's served garlic sauce, and now everyone got the garlic sauce.
Can I tell you what it is?
What?
It's because the bread is so soft and braided that it lends itself to being a dessert, almost like a donut or like another baked good.
I would dip a Neapolitan crust, but crust you need to sort of incorporate into the eating of the pizza, or it's too wet. But I really don't. I'm pretty actively against, not in theory, just in terms of going into my body, the honey on the pizza. I get it with the spicy pepperoni.
The bee sting and all that stuff.
Yeah, it was at Roberta's from Brooklyn who opened up in LA, and they're very, very good. What a good pizza. But I just, the honey, it's not my favorite, and I would never do it myself.
I'm telling you, the pork, if there's like speck or prosciutto on the pizza, a little bit of honey, it's like, oh my God, it's like a charcuterie board. It's fun. It's a new way to enjoy pizza.
I might need the honey without the tomato.
Fine.
I think the tomato and sweet makes me taste vomit. It makes me taste like I ate a big bowl of spaghetti and then ate Yogurtland and then vomited. That's what it reminds me of. I've done that a lot. The old spaghetti Yogurtland vomit?
Yeah.
It happens.
I've been there.
Looks like worms.
Hey, Nicole. Hey, Josh. It
smells like pistachio.
This is Vince DiBona. Just wanted to say more of a rant than an opinion.
Great.
Go ahead.
Have you seen where the Chef Boyardee pizza kits have taken the cheese out of the kit? You now have to supply your own cheese. The best part of those kits was the stinky cheese. Am I right? Am I wrong? Hang up and listen to your answer.
I owe this person such a big apology because I have never had the Chef Boyardee pizza maker pizza kit.
Me either.
And I feel so ashamed because this is something that I should have done. Oh my God, they're absolutely correct. Now it just comes with what a bad product. It comes with two crust mixes that is just a bag of flour that you presumably mix with water to create what is, I'm sure, not a very good pizza crust. And then you roll it out, and then they simply have a can of pizza sauce.
It's for kids. It's like an easy bake oven. It's fun. Have some fun.
You sure? Yeah, but I'm looking at the cheese that they
Easy have. Family fun. It literally says easy family fun.
Go to a zoo. Go to a zoo for some easy family fun.
No, John.
Get Boboli pizza crust.
Okay, but no, it's fun. It teaches kids to mix and to be patient probably and wait. I like it.
What kind of cheese used to be in this, though?
Stinky
now
cheese.
I'm fascinated. He said stinky cheese.
Was this in the refrigerated section?
Okay, they say grated Parmesan and Romano cheese topping.
Okay, my question is, do you think this was in the refrigerated section?
No. It's a can of sauce. Why would it be? Yeah, so it was a grated Parmesan and Romano cheese topping. God, if this is shrinkflation, it's like how Gatorade went from 32 ounces to 28 ounces.
I'm sorry
But the bottle got cooler, and so I didn't mind.
God, priorities
bottle's more
straight.
Ergonomic.
Your priorities are straight.
But that's, that's a reduction of, 12.5%, 32 to 28. Good math. Thanks, Josh.
Good job. SATs.
Right? But math portion is my worst. But if they just took the grated Parmesan Romano cheese topping out and kept this the same price, which I imagine they did, that's a big win for Chef Boyardee.
It's on sale.
Buy them up. Buy up the world's supply.
I don't want to. I don't have kids to do this with. I have my niece and nephew, but they don't care about these things
David's
anymore.
A big kid.
That's super infantilizing, and you should apologize.
Infantilizing. Look at you with the big words.
Say sorry.
David, I apologize, but you do have a youthful...
Say sorry to my husband.
You have a youthful joie de vivre that I really do
Keep
appreciate.
My
and I think you really know...
your blanket mouth.
You are not a child. You're going to be a lawyer. I'm going to need you to bail me out of jail one day.
He's a really good candidate for that kind of stuff, Dave. I promise you. Leech on. You know what they call young attorneys? Ambulance chasers.
I don't think that's a young attorney thing.
I think it's like someone who's like trying to like get their name out.
I think it's strictly a personal injury attorney
thing. Oh, really?
Yeah, because they literally drive.
Ambulance chasers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right, next opinion.
Hello, Josh and Nicole. Love the podcast. I personally believe that macarons are just overrated. I don't want to offend le français, but they're just shells of nothing. Saccharine, just overhyped and overrated. They deserve to be buried deep in a dungeon, away from humanity, never to be seen again. That's it. Thank you for listening.
Where do you think they're from? Because they were real fluid.
I think
with,
they're
French
Canadia.
Oh, could have
been. French Canadia.
Actually,
or
been.
They're just like from America and they just studied French.
But I definitely caught an accent. I was wondering if they're maybe a Spaniard who happens to, you know, dabble in a bit of Francophilia, if you will. That's where you go into a Denny's bathroom after you're ordering the. Macarons, I think by definition, they're overrated because they went through such a big moment. And anything that relies on the color and the aesthetic and being in a big pastry case.
It's pretty.
What's the spot downtown?
Let.
Huh?
Bottega Louis.
Bottega Louis. They got the big pastry case. I used to walk by there. There's people pissing on the road, smoking cigarettes outside. But there's Bottega Louis shining with
their
multicolored.
Do you remember it? It was so iconic.
Is it not there anymore?
No. It's just, when do you ever go?
Oh, I used to live closer to downtown. So I used to skateboard to my yoga studio. God, I'm too LA. But they do taste very good.
I love macaron.
Them. It's the texture of macaron, which is not to be confused with macaroon.
Very Passover friendly.
Very Passover friendly.
One time, Maggie brought macaroons to the office, and I laughed at her. Do you remember that?
That's for Passover.
It's so funny. She literally was walking and like holding it like a purse, and I'm like, "Did you bring those for Passover?" And she's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Okay, give me."
If anybody wants a quick etymology lesson, the reason so macaron in French became macaroon in English is the same reason that the word ballon became balloon. It was a way to differentiate American English from, you know, French, I suppose. So
we sort of
added O's. But the reason in France a macaroon is made with whipped egg whites, sugar, and almond paste, right? Or almond flour.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it gets that signature texture that's almost
that
kind of wet,
and puff,
crispy
yeah.
and crunchy. And I'm a sucker for texture in baked goods, and that's great. An American macaroon, which is big in the Jewish American community, because they sell Manischewitz kosher macaroons.
They're so good.
They're just dense and sugary, and instead of almonds, it's using coconut meat.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I believe Martha Washington was maybe the first person to publish
God
a recipe.
Bless America.
With coconut macaroons.
Wow.
Which is very interesting. I think it was Martha Washington. Could have been somebody else.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah, like coconuts
almond
were,
coconut.
You know, we'd just been to Hawaii and, you know,
it.
America, all that stuff. I think we didn't annex Hawaii until like 1850s, 1840s.
Yeah.
But the point remains, we're still there. So tropical fruits are coming into America. I prefer American macaroons because I grew up on them and I love the density and the coconuttiness and I love it.
I would love to create a macaron or a macaron macaroon.
Macaroon?
I would like to combine the two somehow. I don't know if I can.
Just make a coconut flavored macaron.
Okay, well, that seemed pretty easy for you.
Or like put a bunch of almonds in a macaroon. That wouldn't be nearly as good. Mm-hmm. I get why you would call them overrated. I'm curious.
I don't think they're overrated. I think they're fine. I think they had their moment, but now it's kind of like evened out.
Yeah.
And Earl Grey macaroon is delicious. Macaron is delicious.
What do you think? And I would be curious, Monsieur, if you were to call back and tell us what your favorite French pastry is and what you think, not even French pastry, your favorite pastry
is
that
Paris
you think
breast?
Should be.
You like the Paris breast?
and tell us what you think it is. What's your favorite French pastry?
I don't know.
I actually do love a peri breast. It's a laminated pastry. It's filled with like a chestnut cream, right?
Yeah. Let me actually look up French pastries.
Oh my God. I know my answer.
What is it?
I know my, it's a cannelé.
Oh, cannelés are.
Cannelé.
I used to make. You know what I used to do?
Ma.
I used to make handmade cannelés, and right before they would come out of the oven, I would shove a dulce de leche truffle inside, and then it was the most delicious thing in the world. You would serve the cannelé, and then you slice it in half, and it had this ooey gooey chocolatey dulce de leche filling, and it was really good.
Oh, eclairs also are great. Choux pastry is fantastic. A cannelé, for people that don't know, it's like a super wet eggy batter that you cook very hot,
high temp, yeah,
and you have
to
cook it in. What's supposed to be cooked in like a special copper mold.
Yeah.
And they say that it's not copper, but it's just like dense and eggy and caramelized sugary, but also kind of wet.
I absolutely love it. But eclairs, I absolutely love. There's something called a religieuse that is like two cream puffs stacked on top of each other. But I love choux dough filled with crème pâtissière.
Yeah.
But I understand why macarons got, you know, their day in the sun.
I love Napoleons.
No, I hate a Napoleon.
My dad.
Hate a Napoleon.
It was my dad's birthday recently, and you know what I got him? I got him, a Napoleon is a millefeuille.
Means 1,000 leaves.
Yeah, it's just like puff pastry with a crème pâtisserie in the middle. And I hate that little almond topping that they do, the white and black almond topping, ugly. I like just like pastry and cream, not like whipped cream, but crème pat.
I think we may have to do it's an episode. Are French pastries overrated?
Okay, fine. We can.
They're not even French. They're Austrian.
They're Austrian.
Austro-Hungarian.
Yeah.
But also, it was all different there.
But you know, it was my dad's birthday, and I got him two custard pone cheeks, two cream puffs, and two Napoleons, one with cream, one with custard.
God. Ooh. I want to go.
It's so funny how much our parents influence our tastes.
I was going to say, I need to get a pastry right now, but we got some leftover Denny's pancakes.
Woo! Same diff.
Ham on them. Well, that's about all our time. Thank you so much for stopping by the podcast. We got more podcasts coming up if you like that kind of thing. We're here on YouTube if you're watching it on YouTube.
Yeah.
If not, that's good. That's okay.
Yeah. Call us, 833-DOG-POD-1. We love to hear your super incredible voices because we're tired of hearing ours.
Buy a t-shirt. It doesn't even have to be the podcast t-shirt at mythical.com.
Buy any our t-shirt. Stuff.
Did I tell you I switched t-shirts to the guy outside a bar on Saturday?
You did? You did the jersey swap?
We did the jersey swap. It was completely organic.
What kind of shirt were you wearing?
I was wearing, so you know my like, it's like a orange and black striped polo?
Yes.
That I accidentally have two of because I was supposed to wear that for the photo shoot for the book.
Uh-huh.
And then I lost it. Uh-huh. And then I went back to Express and rebought it and didn't tell anybody. But then I found it. Julia put it behind the cat carrier in my closet, so I didn't see it. So anyways, I have two of these shirts, and I'm outside this bar. You know, we closed it out. It was La Descarga, actually, and it was great.
I loved La Descarga.
So fun. And this guy just goes, "Hey, man, cool shirt." And I go, "Yeah, thanks." And he goes, "Hey, I'll trade you my jacket for it." And he was real drunk. And I was like, "Dude, like, for real, I have two of these shirts. I will gladly trade you for that cool jacket."
Did you take a picture with
it? And then somebody took a picture, and I don't know where it is. So if you were involved in the jersey swap outside of La Descarga on Saturday, whatever... 119 or something, please try and find me. And then his girlfriend was like, "Hey, he's really drunk. This is a nice jacket." And then I was like, "I don't even want anything in return. I just need a shirt that I can wear home." And so the guy took off his t-shirt, and then another dude was like, "Hey, do the jersey swap picture."
What was the jacket?
It wasn't like nice. I don't even think I would have worn it. Like, with no disrespect to him, we just have different styles.
What was it, like a jean jacket?
Well, not jean, but definitely some sort of fabric. Like, kind of cool, like multicolored, a little bit Gen Z looking. He was younger than me.
Did it have like a cherry on the back?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you still here?
Oh, see you guys.
See ya.